This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Good morning. Hour number three begins. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 8:07, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We've been talking about a lot of things this morning. One is just a terrible, horrendous murder of this young lady on a train in Charlotte. Now, this happened like a month ago. But very few news media really picked up on it. But the important thing is here, you've got grotesque video, and I say it's important because maybe we can learn something from that. And joining us right now, Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. Sheriff, good morning. How are you?
Good, Bob. How y'all doing?
Fantastic. Hey, first of all, I got to ask you, what's up with all these blue T-shirts? I support Sheriff Bobby Schultz, and I miss an election. What's going on?
No election. All the cool kids are wearing them, evidently. I had some requests to have some. I had some during my election this last cycle. I didn't have an election, and people asked me for some. They continued to ask for it. I said, "Hey, why not? I'll, on my dime, it's good for me. It's good for the community, and it just shows support for your local law enforcement and your local sheriff."
Okay. Well, I'm a large. Greg. Greg's a large too, or extra large.
I haven't been to the gym yet. Today,
I'm not judging the size of your arms, Greg. Okay, I'm just wondering.
Yeah. Usually medium.
He wears a medium.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Just a wisp of a guy, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So, Sheriff, back to business. This young lady that was murdered, I'm sure you've seen the video on that. Greg and I were talking about situational awareness. We touched on a few points. Anything that we missed or any areas you want to kind of expand into?
No, I think you were spot on. I know you're into martial arts. I know Greg has law enforcement training in the past. And the issue is none of us are insulated from this. I remember growing up, and this isn't an issue probably that's just jumped on us. I remember being very little, and my mom, when we go to a restaurant or we go somewhere, would always refer to, "Hey, you never sit in the Jesse James seat." And that's always stuck with me, and I remember talking to her about it. And in law enforcement, you'll notice a lot of law enforcement use that same practice. But you said it very eloquently, and it doesn't matter how much martial arts training you've had, it doesn't matter how much training you've had. If you put yourself in a bad position, knowingly or unknowingly, bad things can happen. It's really about applying common sense. And you said it. A lot of people like, "Well, I probably shouldn't act this way because it might offend somebody." No. If you don't feel comfortable, you don't sit there, you don't go there, you don't go drive near there. It's your obligation is to protect yourself and your family. And you do that in any means necessary. If it means not sitting in a certain spot, don't do it. If it means standing up in a subway so you can see the whole area, you do it. I do it all the time. I get a little weird feeling. I'll stand up. Somebody offers you a seat. "No, thank you. My back hurts. I'm standing up." That's what you do. It's a shame. that we have to do that.
Yep.
But and it really, I go up raising my kids, and we'd have these conversations. We'd go to a movie. There are certain places in a movie theater you will not catch me, and now I hope that my kids' families don't sit. It's all about just being prepared, having tough conversations, and then applying that in certain situations. If you're in a restaurant, hey, where's the exits? If something happened. And I've put on some classes. I'm not an expert. I'm not a very in-depth person, but I have real conversations. And some parents are like, oh, I don't know if my child is prepared for those conversations. Watch Netflix. I see the movies everybody's watching. I see the ABC, CBS, NBC movies. They're seeing worse on video games than any conversation that you can have.
Hmm.
Get them trained up now. You get them trained up now, talk about the problems, situations, and have a plan.
Trust your gut. Eliminate the element of surprise to the best of your ability. And when I saw her sitting on that train, her back completely, you know, turned to anybody behind her.
Yep.
And then her face was buried in her smartphone, like so many people are guilty of, minding your own business, but not really aware, not really paying attention to other than what's on her phone. And I get it. You're on some boring ride and you need to get to the, you know, your stop and you want to pass the time, but the time for her to really make a good, you know, a good judgment call would have been when she first entered the train to look for a spot. There was a spot in the back where her back would be to the wall, and she could have sat there.
Yep. Bob, just think about all the times that we're walking through a parking lot and you see these people on their phones not paying attention, and you nearly run them over because they're distracted, they're talking to their buddies or whatever. It's just paying attention. Just pay attention to what's around you. And like you've been in martial arts nearly all your life. And yeah, if somebody faces you head on, you probably have a better chance than the normal person of being able to fend it off. You got your back turned to somebody and they're wielding a knife. It's
or a frying pan.
Or a fist. I don't know if anybody in your audience ever been punched in the back of the head. That hurts. And so it's just a really just putting yourself in the best position possible. And if call it paranoia, call it whatever you want. I call it survival in today's world.
Hey, let me ask you this. I mean, we've gone through this basically together, talking about, you know, defund the police and how there's this feeling of negativity, especially through the lefty media and all that. It pervaded America, and we saw all the terrible results of it. But now we've got a different president. It feels like the mindset has definitely changed. It keeps changing, although there's still some that would rather have crime than the National Guard helping. But from your perspective, where you're at, you're trying to attract, train up, and keep law enforcement officers. What's your take on the kind of the general feeling that people have, like the level of respect for law enforcement feels like it's coming back? What are your thoughts?
Luckily, in my county, Gilchrist County, and I people think it's all political talk, is as a whole, they really respect law enforcement and they understand our roles. And certainly since when Biden was president, there was a lull. It was a it's like using the pits of despair. President Trump has brought back, you know, some focus on law enforcement. You know, it's not cool to beat up police officers. It's not cool to do certain things. And our governor has helped with that tremendously. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's, I think people are looking at this like it's a respected profession in all aspects of a like a sheriff's office. You have communications, you have corrections, and you have the law enforcement arm as well as the support staff. But a lot of them are looking at it going, you know, the deck is really getting stacked against them on a lot of fronts. Some of this stuff that the legislation that gets proposed, you know, in the wrong situation with the wrong leadership, you're literally one legislative session from having a complete meltdown in your state. And we're lucky in Florida. I think that lucky shot will be years away from here. But even some of our best guided folks, conservative folks, or sometimes can get very misguided and say, well, that's gone too far and we need to reel this back. You've got to be really, really careful. But the people in general, we're seeing I don't see a very big uptick of people saying, hey, I want to be a police officer. I want to come to work for a sheriff's office. I think a lot of them are sitting back, and parents are talking to their children as they're growing up saying, it's a noble profession, but really think about this, because what other profession can you go to work, get shot at, get sued personally and professionally, have to make a split decision that a lot of people get the Monday morning quarterback, slow it down on their TV and say, hey, you know, this, he could have done this or she could have done that. Yeah, it's tough. And a lot of people don't want to, it's like politics. A lot of people don't want to expose themselves to it. And that's why I call it a calling, is if you have this burning desire to serve, I think a noble profession is law enforcement. Do your homework. Don't have no misconceptions. It's tough, but it's rewarding, but it's tough.
Well, I see that recruiting for the military, those numbers have really turned around, and it looks like, you know, President Trump, the leadership, DOD and all that down the line has improved greatly. I hope we see the same thing with law enforcement as well. We know we do in your county. Sheriff Bobby Schultz, always a pleasure, my friend.
Pleasure's all mine. And Bob, thank you very much for all that you do. I've been a fan for a number of years, and thank you for giving an old country sheriff an opportunity to speak to everybody who will listen. Thank you very much.
Well, remember, I still get to drive that Ford Fairlane cop car from 1972 around.
We will put that bubble gum light on top of it. We'll roll.
I love
visual.
It.
It's a visual.
See, that, how can you not love a sheriff like
Absolutely,
that?
Absolutely, yeah.
My goodness. No, always a pleasure.
One of the good ones.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.